This is VOA News. Via remote, I'm Marissa Melton. A commission composed of representatives of all sectors of Haitian civil society plans to meet Saturday, saying they want to begin the process of naming a new president. Organizers say the group plans to meet with 10 Haitian senators whose terms have not expired. Haiti's parliament is currently out of session because the terms of most of its members ended before elections could be held to re-elect or replace them. Haiti is facing a power vacuum following the July 7th assassination of President Jovenel Moïse. Several politicians have claimed the right to lead the country, including acting Prime Minister Claude Joseph and Prime Minister-designate Ariel Henry. Joseph assumed power after the death of Moïse. However, as an acting prime minister, he was only in the position temporarily and was set to be replaced by Henri the week of the assassination. That transition did not take place because of Moise's death. In addition, Haiti's Senate has nominated Senate President Joseph Lambert to be interim president. A U.S. delegation that traveled to Haiti earlier this week met with all three politicians claiming the right to lead Haiti. Haiti's parliament has been out of session since January 2020. That's when the terms of most of the legislature expired. Elections have not been held due to mass protests, the coronavirus pandemic, and uncontrolled violence. U.S. officials say the number of migrant families they encountered at the border in June increased by 25% from the previous month, even as summer temperatures rise in the deserts and mountain terrain of the southwestern borderlands. Overall, officials say they saw 5% more encounters with migrants trying to cross the border in June compared with May, and they attribute that increase to repeated attempts. VOA News. The death toll from disastrous flooding in Western Europe has risen above 150 as rescue workers toil to clear up the devastation revealed by receding water and prevent further damage. Police said on Saturday that more than 90 people are now known to have died in Western Germany's Ahrweiler County, one of the worst hit areas, and more casualties are feared. Forces in Ethiopia's northern Tigray region say they have released about 1,000 government soldiers captured during recent fighting. The leader of the Tigray People's Liberation Front told Reuters by satellite phone late on Friday they released 1,000 low-ranking soldiers. He said the soldiers had been driven to Tigray's southern border with the Amhara region on Friday, but he did not say who received them or how the release was negotiated. Reuters said it could not independently confirm his account, and Ethiopian government officials did not respond to calls seeking comment. Pope Francis cracked down Friday on the spread of the old Latin Mass. This reverses one of Pope Benedict's signature decisions in a major challenge to traditionalist Catholics. Francis reimposed restrictions on celebrating the Latin Mass that Benedict relaxed in 2007, and he went further to limit its use. The pontiff said he was acting because Benedict's reform had been a source of division in the church. A group of international government advisors say they are concerned about England's plan to lift virtually all its pandemic restrictions on Monday. The advisors believe that would leave Britain susceptible to new coronavirus variants, possibly transforming the country into a super spreader location. France will allow international travelers who've had AstraZeneca's Indian-manufactured vaccine into the country starting Sunday. At the same time, France is tightening border checks to control the spread of the Delta variant and to protect hospitals. This, according to a statement from the Prime Minister on Saturday. The move to accept visitors vaccinated with AstraZeneca vaccine made in India came after global outcry over the fact that the European Union's COVID-19 certificate only recognized AstraZeneca vaccines manufactured in Europe. Leaders of the Asia-Pacific trade group APEC, including U.S. President Joe Biden, Russia's President Vladimir Putin, and China's Xi Jinping, pledged on Friday to work to expand sharing and manufacturing of COVID-19 vaccines to fight the global pandemic. The leaders are struggling to tame outbreaks exacerbated by the Delta variant of the coronavirus. Via remote, I'm Marissa Melton. This is VOA News.